You know, I listen to all kinds of people. I even listen to the psychologist. I know that they're mostly lost, but they do have some good stuff to say. They usually say when two people are feel distant, they yell. The reason people yell is because they feel the distance. If they're together, they're not going to be yelling. If they're on the same page, they're not going to be yelling. So one sign that you can tell if somebody, it could be a relationship, it could be a job, it could be anything. One sign that you can tell that the other person feels distant or something, they're raising their voice or getting upset about something. A lot of body language is so obvious we ignore it because you're in the middle of something and you ignore it. You know, you ignore your own body language, ignore other person's body language. The good thing about the industry that I've been in most of my life is I've seen all kinds of people and I've seen all situations. And I actually go into their living space and see how they live, you know. I see patterns. And so every human is pretty much the same. You think you're unique or you think you're different, but you're not really different. And the reason you know it's true, because if you're sick, you go to the doctor, and the doctor can diagnose you based on other people. If you go to a psychologist or counselor, they can diagnose you based on other people. There's little tweaks that you got to do, you know. But for the most part, all the narcissists act the same. All the sociopaths act the same. All the psychopaths act the same. There's no getting around it. And so that means when you look at somebody, they're a copy of somebody else out there. There's a pattern. When you join the military, you go in there, they shave your head, they give you a new suit of clothes, start a new life. And you become a cookie cutter copy of what the military wants you to be. And if somebody's trying to do MK Ultra mind control on you, what are they going to do? Take away your sleep. They do this in boot camp. They take away your sleep, shave your head, give you a new set of clothes, and yell at you and scream at you all day long. They're brainwashing you to be obedient slaves. And so if you got somebody who's trying to put you under MK Ultra mind control, I don't care if it's a witch, a queen bee, or a sorcerer, whoever it is, they're gonna wear you out. I try to isolate you. Try to change your clothes. They might not shave your head, but they might try to shave the way you do your haircut or whatever. They're making you obedient slaves without you knowing it. It's like boiling the frog, one little step at a time. And once you catch them, and once you see through it, and you see them, they're going to deny it. But they have to know what they're doing. If they're doing the exact same thing they did to somebody in the Coast Guard or the military, they're guilty. And they know what they're doing, but they're going to pretend like they don't. It could be on a job, it could be in a relationship, it could be in a family, it could be anything. They shave your head in the military. Think about this. Boot camp, military. You leave your home. They want to get you away from your home. You have to fly out to Cape May, New Jersey, or somewhere else. So you go to another state, another city. They strip you of your normal clothing and put new clothing on you. They shave your head or give you a new kind of haircut. They take away your sleep. You get about 4 hours of sleep. They stress you out. They want everything. Whenever you're in boot camp, you got this locker, right? And they want everything rolled up exactly in a certain spot. Military boot camp. So, everything has to be, I mean, they're sitting there going ballistic over a locker. You know, like you had in a locker like you had in high school. Or elementary school. And so, you see this. Where do you see this at? You see this in legalistic you see it in schools. You got to follow a rule. You see it on the jobs. You got to follow a rule. Works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings. They can't just let you live carefree. They don't want you to be carefree. They want you to be under some kind of domination and control and some kind of rule-based living. You see it in cults. You see it in cults. You go to a church. You got to dress up and wear the right kind of clothing. You got to be there on time. And you got to be 100% you got to agree with the preacher 100%. You can't sway Sunday school teacher. And they want you there Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday. They want you so wore out you can't think for yourself. They want you so wore out worshiping God you can't get to know God. You're so busy doing for God, doing something, that you don't know God. And it's a cult mindset. You see it in the corporations. You go get a job. You got to dress like everybody else. You got to talk the corporate talk like everybody else, corporate speak. They're turning people into psychopaths, sociopaths. The money, the debt money system. They want at least 2% inflation. They're not going to change that. If you think they're on your team, you're lying. You're believing a lie. They're lying to you. It's called Metropolis. If you look at Metropolis, if you watch the movie, it's free online. You can watch the movie Metropolis and you can actually see they knew what was happening before it appeared. They knew what was happening before it appeared. It's such a big psyop that most people never wake up to it. The red flags are everywhere, but most people never wake up to it. Apostle Paul woke up to it. Jesus was awake to it. The Sadducees and the Pharisees. The Sadducees are sad. The Pharisees are not fair. They're not fair. It's all about them. They're sad, you see. They're not fair, you see. They want to put everybody else under their thumb. The Go Green crowd. The Go Green crowd hates you. They're going to use love. Love, 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 love. But the Go Green crowd is the monsters. They're the monsters. The Hulk is green. All the monsters in the cartoons are green. Why are all the cartoons that are monsters, green and blue, because blue is law. Green is Cain. He was a monster. He was envious and wanted what Abel wanted, but he didn't want to go God's way. He didn't want to go through the sacrifice, the blood sacrifice. The more I talk, the more I realize I made a proper decision recently. Made to make a big decision recently. And the more I think and talk, the more I'm sure I made the right decision. You know how sometimes you make a decision and you say, should I make that decision? The Go Green people, the Mother Earth people, worship the creation instead of the creator. In the Old Testament, there was a temporary covering. Jesus went to the cross, shed his blood as a blood covering, claimed the blood. If you don't have the blood covering, you don't have anything. And so it's so evil, what the sin of mankind, that there had to be a blood covering. But Cain did not want to put a sacrifice like Abel. Cain wanted to bring the fruit of his crops, his own works. I mean, you could understand where Cain would say, I don't want to sacrifice an animal. I want to bring my plants, my food, my hard work. But God says, no. The sacrifice points back to Jesus, the ultimate sacrifice. And Abel obeyed God. It was hard to understand. But once you step into it by faith and say, oh, then he opens your mind. A lot of people try to interpret the Bible the way they want it instead of the way it really is. And so don't you know that Cain became a psychopath? Cain would not submit to anybody. Not even God. Cain, the Go Green people, do it my way. They destroy themselves. They always destroy themselves. I got a Go Green buzz gawking at me right now for some reason. Go Green crowd. Red flag.
What is orange? The orange flag.
The Go Red crowd is the green flag. Go Green. Red flag. Go Red. Green flag.